Almost live near a north-facing pole in Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show Christmas Special, featuring Mel, the Dreidel Gelbart, and Larry, the Christmas Unicorn Mead. And now, from one end of his cheap IKEA sleigh, ho ho ho's, Nate.
And welcome back, everybody. It is the Christmas special edition of the Nate Darling Show.
That intro was adorable.
I like being a unicorn.
I know, that's why I wrote it that way, my man.
And I get to be a dreidel.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Jewish Christmas.
Yeah, happy Jewish Christmas, Mel.
Thank you.
Not only is it our Christmas special, it is in fact our 26th episode, which means we've been at this for 6 months now.
Really?
6 months of the Nate Darling Show, everybody.
In gay years, that's like 4.5 years.
Wow.
And 6 months and 3,700 downloads. Actually, a little more than that now.
Ooh.
So thanks, everybody. Welcome Yay. Aboard.
Thanks, people.
Yeah, today we've got presents for each other.
Yay!
So we're going to be opening presents a little bit later on. We've got some of your favorite Christmas songs. We've got some incredibly cool Christmas movie trailers. We've got some Christmas memories.
And it is the first night of Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah as well.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah, Mel.
Thanks.
But this is the Christmas episode, so let's move forward.
Why
with
do
this.
We have to be Christmas? Why can't this be the holiday episode so everyone feels included?
Whose name's on the show?
Festivus. Don't forget Festivus.
And happy Kwanzaa to...
No one celebrates Kwanzaa.
Okay, let's
the
not start that.
The only people that are white HR directors who feel have internalized white guilt. I've literally never met a black person that celebrates Kwanzaa.
Well,
unless it's part of a seventh grade school project.
Have you figuratively met one?
In my dreams.
All right.
How do you feel about black Santas?
Black Santa?
Like at a mall.
I don't care. I mean, I'm past the point of caring about mall Santas anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, I suppose if you're in a black neighborhood where the predominant group of kids is going to be black, I think that makes sense. I mean, Santa's a magical being. We really should have no color, creed, or race. I mean,
yeah.
Except he's based on a quasi-real figure.
Well, sure.
That's like at the Hall of Presidents in Disney World. George Washington is not a black man.
Well, he could be.
Ooh, that would be or an Asian man.
No, he couldn't be that.
He could be a Gaysian.
A Gaysian.
Because George Washington, no, Abraham Lincoln was gay. He lived with a man in a cabin.
Allegedly.
Started to mix up your presidents there for
no.
a second.
No, that's where log cabin Republicans
well,
come from.
Well, I think what Larry did was he combined them all into one President's Gay Day, like we do in February with
Yay.
Lincoln and Washington's birthday. Oh. Hey, have I mentioned this before? You can hear us on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio, on-demand news talk and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. There's no syncing needed, no memory or storage wasted. It's available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or even your BlackBerry if you're one of those people. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, it is the smarter way to listen to radio. So, hello everybody listening on Stitcher. How y'all doing?
I actually promoted Stitcher to somebody the other day. They were like, how can I get your show? And I said all the different ways, including Stitcher. And they were like, oh, I know what that is. And I think they did it.
Yeah. And the cool thing with Stitcher is you can also, if you're like in your office, you can listen to the show streaming on your computer on Stitcher.com too. So it's not just on your mobile phone. It will, once you're signed in, you can actually do it on your desktop too. So you can, let's say you start listening to our show at work and you're like, okay, well, I've made it this far. Then you can pick it up on your mobile phone later.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
I can't pick it up on my rotary dial phone.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I'm downloading it right now.
Because dialing.com is a bear. It really is literally a bear. So anyway, I know I'm a little behind on some things. It'll happen every now and then. But for the holidays, and I finally watched this video today. I'm one of 27 million people who have watched this on YouTube. And so I thought it was time to go ahead and let me square this away here. I've got something playing that I shouldn't have. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know, but I like it.
I feel like this is a John Tesh album.
Oh, I know exactly what that is. Never mind. Okay, why is this playing? My damn computer malfunction. Damn technology. Anyway, I had not until today seen the actual or heard the actual Honey Badger video.
You've never seen Honey Badger?
I have not.
Mel has no idea what we're talking about.
Exactly. And I figured if I am this far behind the times.
She doesn't give a damn.
No. Exactly. So I thought I would share at least a little bit of it's titled The Crazy Nasty Ass Honey Badger with original narration by Randall. So let's start out the Christmas episode of The Nate Darling Show with this.
This is the Honey Badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Watch ew, it's got a snake. Bird. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes. Oh my God, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, there's so
all right,
nasty.
It goes on for that for a little while. But that
Mel, you don't look enticed
no,
by honey badger.
Mel does not look.
Which is, I think if all science education was done in this manner, we would overtake China.
If every nature video is narrated by a very gay guy.
Yeah, just think about it. Like, ew, look at that atom. Ew, it's splitting. It doesn't give a fuck. Oh, my God, the atom. Oh, my God, it's colliding. I feel like kids would pay a lot more attention in science class.
They would.
Mel is really disturbed. Look, it eats larvae.
It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a shit. It's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees.
I love honey badgers.
Nothing can stop the honey badger when it's hungry.
This is so weird.
You don't like the honey badger?
I don't have anything against the honey badger per se. It was all very strange.
It literally doesn't care about anything.
No, it does not.
It'll attack anything, like elephants.
Apparently the mascot of my office is the honey badger.
And now
yeah,
you know why.
Ooh. Wow, that was like in stereo.
I know, it's cool.
That vibrated.
A little bit.
Thank
a
you,
little
Santa.
Bit. Yes, indeed. And it goes on later on in the video, the honey badger attacks a cobra and actually gets bitten by
don't
the cobra.
Don't they use this for the pistachio commercials? The honey... Okay, you know the part where he grabs the snake and they have him like whip it around?
Yeah,
and it
it's
opens
the honey badger.
His, and it opens his pistachio. Yeah. And they're like, the honey badger doesn't give a hootie, opens his pistachio.
Now you
snake.
Know where that comes from.
Now I know where it comes from.
There you go. And we'll put a link to that on
Honey Badger doesn't give a shit.
On our YouTube page. I know the honey badger doesn't give a shit.
Oh, Randall.
The thing that makes me upset about that is I feel like I could have made that 10 years ago.
I think anybody could have made that.
I know. All you need is someone that's stupid.
Yeah, it's just narrating.
Yeah, pretty much. Or making
he's literally narrating exactly what he's seeing without really adding much of anything besides the word shit over and over again.
My favorite part's
fuck.
The beginning when he's like, oh my God, look at that bird. It's totally how a lot of people, including myself, would describe something.
There's going to be a lot of stuff going on this show that's a little bit weird because it's Christmas.
Oh, goodness. Jewish Christmas!
Yeah, the Bare Naked Ladies holiday album has like 3 Hanukkah songs. So
he's Jewish, isn't he?
Probably.
Not the fat dude. Well, he's not in anymore.
No,
but the old dude.
The old dude? The guy who looks like Adam Carolla?
Yeah, and I don't like them since that dude left.
Yeah, they're fine. Anyway, so there's that. Then they got a little bit of other Hanukkah songs by the Bare.
How lucky are we that we have lights so that we can see?
Do you know this song?
No, she doesn't. She thought there was only one Hanukkah song.
What a miracle that a spark.
I like it, though.
Lifts these candles out of the dark.
What did I do first thing when I got here, Nate?
Mel brought a menorah and lit it in my apartment. Which...
And who was a cranky pants about it?
Nate is anti-Jewish.
Well, Nate's
he said he didn't want it being left in his apartment because it made him uncomfortable.
No, I don't want it left in my apartment because I don't have a place for a menorah.
Dude, it's so huge. I think you're just afraid to have Jewish paraphernalia around.
Are you afraid it's going to make you like a bagel unlocks in the morning?
It might. I don't know.
Is it going to want Chinese food on Christmas?
Yes.
It might. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave it out on the front porch, and if a hobo takes it,
that's
it was
offensive.
Meant to. It was meant to be.
It's offensive.
Mel thought this was the only Hanukkah song because she is so Adam Sandler centric.
I am.
Do you really like him, don't you?
I do.
There's a lot of Christmas songs out there. And there are a lot of Christmas songs,
Adam. If he really didn't sing this song, I think Jewish people would feel much less cooler at holiday time. Do you agree?
I don't even understand what you just said.
Like, yeah. I feel like if this song didn't exist, because everyone knows this song, so it's like a fun Hanukkah song. And if it didn't exist, it's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah, to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel
you
like
do you get all Hanukkah days off?
No.
You should request them.
Yeah, I think so.
I would be Jewish if I get eight days off.
It's not a, for us, it's not one of our major holidays, so.
But Christians don't know that.
No, they don't.
Christians think it's, like, big.
We don't, like, take advantage. Mm. We do Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and stuff, the big ones.
Yeah, those aren't paired with one of ours.
Yeah.
Well, Easter, sort of.
So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore.
Lesbian.
Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli.
He's Jewish.
He is.
Paul Newman's half Jewish. Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew.
All right, so we don't drag the show to a screeching halt here. We're going to do this with all the music as we go on. I'll pull that down a little bit. You know, the holidays, and Christmas in particular, and Hanukkah too, I would suppose, they're about family and what families will do with each other. Now, quite often, it means, you know, you get together and you hang out and you're like, oh, I got to see that person. But often it means you'll do something for your relatives that you wouldn't do for anybody else. Which brings us to this news story that came out today. Man eats cocaine from brother's butt.
Aww.
And dies.
That's I'm going to need much more information.
That's
really
I know.
Sad.
A South Carolina's man's brother died after police said he was forced to eat cocaine hidden in his brother's backside. Both brothers were taken into custody on allegations they had drugs in their car. But police told Charleston, South Carolina TV station there were additional drugs hidden in 23-year-old D'Angelo Mitchell's backside. Officers said D'Angelo Mitchell convinced his brother, 20-year-old Wayne Mitchell, to swallow the ounce of cocaine to hide the evidence.
Ew.
He died soon afterward.
I guess so. That's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, it is. It's
he had to be high as fucking hell, though.
It's sickening, North Charleston Police Chief John Zumalt told WCIV. I got upset when I saw the whole thing. I was pretty shocked on
it. You watched him eat it out of his ass? Because that's how it sounds like when you're reading it.
It sounds
it was
like,
sickening.
It's like gay porn.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you realize what happens. So D'Angelo Mitchell is already bonded out of jail on the drug charge, but now police are looking at him again on charges of involuntary manslaughter. Now, the background on this is apparently...
Does that mean they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he convinced this guy to eat out of his ass?
Yeah, well, here's what I understand the backstory on that is. The brother who had the drugs in his butt was two strikes in, and this would have been his third strike, so he would have gone up for life. And the younger brother...
Which would you rather do, go to jail for life or have your brother eat your butt?
Well, apparently this guy would rather have his brother eat his butt, and so now he's now he doesn't have a brother, and he's still looking at his third strike. But I'm an only child, so I don't really understand...
I love my brother very, very much. I would not eat anything out of his butt.
Not
ever.
Even cocaine to keep
Nothing.
Him out of jail?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't.
I have a sister, so that doesn't count for me.
What do you mean it doesn't count for you? It's a sibling.
Would you eat something out of her butt?
No.
Well, then
she's
it counts.
A girl and my sister.
She's a girl. What if it kept her out of jail?
Do they show pictures of the guys?
It's just a grainy picture.
Because if they could have done that on camera for gay porn. And they would never have to deal drugs again because they could have made a lot of money.
Which wouldn't matter because he would have gone out for his third strike. So that's just one of the things that people will do for their family.
What's it going to say on his tombstone?
Right. No. Wow. That's the
worst setup ever.
One anus too many.
That is
all you can eat butt buffet. This is bad.
Oh, boy. So what's he won't that? Be home for Christmas. Oh. I pulled some Christmas songs. Here's one by Blink-182.
Aw. I like this one.
I know. It's not all down and bummery.
That's like RuPaul's Ho 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 Holiday.
This is I Won't Be Home for Christmas. No, he won't. Because I ate cocaine out of my brother's butt.
And all I got was a stupid t-shirt. Wah, wah. All of their songs sound so alike.
So did the Beach Boys and then the Beatles before
the
White Album.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. It's just they're so identifiable.
Yeah, it's just distinctive.
They do have a sound. I dig Blink-182.
Aren't they making a new album?
I believe they are.
Does, like, everybody have to do a Christmas song? Is that, like, a rule? It seems like every single band does at least, like, one Christmas song.
It's so profitable.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, and then there were the very special Christmas albums that came out for a long time. There's, like, 8 or 10 of them now.
They're still coming out.
Yeah.
They're still digital.
And those are for charity, so.
And, like, everybody gets on board with that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Think of how many people buy Christmas songs.
Because I love, like, all the, like, rock and roll Christmas songs, like, that all the pop people do. I love them.
Do you know what song I'm actually obsessed with right now? It's
Kesha?
I won't say it's my favorite. No, it's a Christmas song. I am always obsessed with Kesha. Which, by the way, you really need to listen to her Bob Dylan song. It's really good. It's hauntingly beautiful.
I promise I will. I know you posted it on
it's
Facebook.
It's so good. She cries. It's really good. But The Killers have made a Christmas CD.
Nice.
And they have a Cowboy Christmas song.
Wow.
It's really good.
Yeah, the Bare Naked Ladies did their Bare Naked for the Holidays album a few years ago. That's what the Hanukkah songs are on. It's like 15 or 16 songs, and they've got like three Hanukkah songs, the regular Christmas songs, so a bunch of stuff.
I love all holiday music. I really enjoy it.
And I think everyone wants to be the next Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, love.
Which is quintessentially one of the best Christmas songs.
Love.
Yeah.
It's up there with like I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Like it literally is one of the best Christmas songs. Oh my God.
I love it. It makes me happy.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
I love Larry who is lip syncing this whole thing in full diva mode. It has become an iconic song.
It's perfect. It's just
it
a perfectly done song.
Perfect. 100. I don't like Mariah Carey traditionally.
Right.
However, this song is amazing. When people say music is dead or there's no good music being produced, this is a song that I will clearly give as one of my first examples.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect in every way.
And it's a remake. There's a lot of All I Want for Christmas songs covered by different people.
Yeah, this is just such a good version. It's
indeed.
So happy.
And
it's
every
so upbeat.
Single person likes it. And if they don't see their papers.
Yeah, Honey Badger Don't Care.
Christmas, you baby. Uh-oh, I don't have love this Christmas.
Alright, moving on with the show. Yeah,
I
we're gonna move on
Mariah
with the show
Carey
a little bit here.
Song at Christmas.
I know, that's what we're playing it, man.
Oh, it's so good. One of my favorite things is I fly home to Ohio before Christmas, and I love making my playlist. Because it gets me all Christmassy, and I wear Christmas hats, and I pass out candy canes.
Wow,
I'm that person at the airport.
You're like an elf.
People take my picture.
Oh, like an elf, you say?
No, I literally buy bags of candy canes, and I pass them out to people. The girl in Southwest once gave me a free drink.
That's adorable.
I have this Christmas tree hat that I wore to my Christmas tree skirt party.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf. Well,
you said elf, buddy.
Well, human,
you
but
love elves.
New Line Cinema presents the story of one elf.
I watched part of this the other day.
He's a really well-intentioned elf.
Funny.
My dad, we're going to go ice skating and eat sugar pops.
It's a movie that I did appreciate the first time I saw it.
sorry.
Now.
I think someone said you were.
Well, here's the problem. I'll tell you right after, because we're going to listen to the trailer a little bit here.
Good idea. I like to whisper too.
Buddy's experiencing a world he never knew existed.
Buddy's your son.
What am I going to do? He's certifiably insane.
Discovering what it takes to fit in. And going where no elf has gone before.
What he needs is to be nurtured. Bring him home. Introduce him to Emily and Michael.
How long do you think he'll be with us?
I was thinking, like, forever. He cannot stay here.
We can't just throw him out in the snow.
He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
Ow! Nutcracker!
Great snowball fight scene in the movie, too.
May I make a bold prediction?
Yes.
I believe that in 10 years, this movie will eventually rival A Christmas Story being showed nonstop on TBS.
It's getting close. Well, because
I think it's already, like, it's reaching it, and I feel like as it becomes more of a classic, I think it's going to become more and more important. This is a movie people like our age are going to show their children.
Yeah,
it's on US.
This is really funny.
It's on USA, and like I said, I watched part of it the other night, but I had to go to bed. So for
your grandma?
Well, no, because I was tired and I had to work the next day. So for me, when I saw the movie this last time, the Peter Dinklage scene was fantastic.
Feeling strong, my friend. Call me Elf one more time.
Aw, oh, I love this movie.
He's an angry elf.
Look at you.
I love him. He just, the little guy just runs down the table and just drop kicks him.
How long? When did that movie come out? Do you know?
2003. Yeah, it came out 8 years ago. So 2003 for Elf. And so for me, Elf had a sad ending this last time I saw it because I had to go to bed right after he throws him out and tells him he never wants to see him again.
Aww. Oh, that was premature.
Well, like I said, I had to
go. You said premature.
I had to go to bed in the middle. That's kind of how it goes.
That's what he said.
I'm sorry.
You know, we never had a tradition of watching Christmas movies because, well, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. And so, like, I didn't see any of the movies, like, that you guys, like, A Christmas Story and all those. I didn't see those until I was, like, an adult. So they don't have that same sort of traditional feel for me.
There's really no Hanukkah movies.
Adam Sandler made his 8 Crazy Nights, but again, I was an adult when that came out. There was nothing that I remember from when I was a kid.
So when you were a kid, did you get excited, like, when Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Charlie Brown Christmas, all that came on, or were you just like, meh?
We liked them all. We just didn't have, I don't think we had the same association because we were never told like Santa was real or Christmas was, we didn't know anything about it really. I mean, I knew what Christmas was. I didn't grow up in like some Orthodox enclave. We knew about it. We just
don't talk to
it. It just
Christians.
Wasn't part of our world. You know, our parents never gave us the impression that Santa was a real person. They made it very clear that, you know, that was the Christian kids did that. We shouldn't ruin it for them or say anything. We should be respectful.
That's very interreligious harmony of your family.
I think they were just afraid that someone would burn their house down.
It wasn't the 40s.
It was a pretty Jewish neighborhood, and it was like 50-50 where I lived.
It's still Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jews in parts of Cincinnati.
But they didn't want us to, like, you know, ruin it for the neighbor kids or whatever, so we were supposed to be respectful.
Okay, so true story where my high school was, which is an all-boys school, was in Bexley, which is the richest old money suburb in Columbus, where I grew up. And it's very Jewish. There's a number of synagogues, so a lot of Orthodox who have to walk to temple and stuff. I'm not exaggerating. There was a guy named Hanukkah Harry who had a blue van that had bubbles and stuff coming off of it. Maybe the bubbles I made in my head. I might have made that in my head. But, like, it blared Jewish things that we didn't know what it was, but it was Hanukkah Harry! And he drove through the neighborhood.
Didn't they do Hanukkah Harry on, like, a Saturday Night Live or something?
Yeah.
John,
like,
Lovitz was Hanukkah
Harry. He was
Harry.
Trying to think, do it to, like, be fun, because there were always, like, a lot of people in the Midwest put, like, decorate their car. They put, like, a wreath. So, like, he wanted to do it to another level. But I actually saw it live once. But the rest of the time, I always saw it on TV and stuff.
I love Hanukkah Harry! I love how Larry goes, maybe I saw the bubbles in my head.
In my mind, I think there were bubbles. But sometimes I think, when I think of things that are very urethral or, like... Is that the right word?
Ethereal?
Ethereal. Oh, what did I say?
You just talked about your pee hole, I think.
Oh! Ouch.
Anything that's urethra-like.
Yeah, that would be coming out of your urethra.
Ew. I learned a new word.
Oh. Oh, it's time to learn with Larry. What's the new word?
This is not one where you gather around your family and sit in front of the fire.
Is this why we have the explicit tag on
yes,
the show?
Okay. It's called sounding.
We've told us this.
I know, but...
Oh, we have to do it again?
No, there's kits that people buy, and it makes different noises, and I swear to goodness, someone told me that they were someplace and they heard someone playing a song.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure it's in San Francisco, because crazy things happen there that are just normal.
So like, you know how people play, like, glasses?
Water glasses, or...
So they're playing, like, oh, my God.
Because the, yeah. It came up as a topic of conversation at a party I was at.
Only a party you would be at, would that be a topic
of
conversation?
No! People were talking, and everyone, I was like, I don't think people really do it. And there, people were like, no, they do. And I was like, oh, what? That just sounds, so what word did I mean to say?
Ethereal.
When, what did I say?
Urethral.
Those are really dangerously close.
Only for you.
Yeah.
Urethral and ethereal. Yeah. Those sound alike to me.
One's a U and one's an E. So those are vowels on complete opposite ends of the alphabet.
The other day, somebody mixed up prostate and prostrate.
That happens a lot. That happens
and
a lot.
And it made me smile.
Well, yeah, because you know the difference.
Which one did they want to say?
Prostate.
Why were they talking about their prostate? Was it a person at work?
No.
Oh.
Were they talking about an exam that they had?
It was just somebody was telling a story where they kept saying that person was, his prostrate. And they kept thinking about him laying down on the floor.
Oh. Prostates are fun.
I don't know about that.
That's weird. That didn't sound like I meant it to.
No, probably not.
I hope everyone has their kids listening to this special holiday edition.
Look, we have an explicit tag on the show for a reason. Well, we can talk about virtually anything. At any time.
And I apologize if I cough. I have a little bit of a cold.
Mel's not feeling well this holiday season.
I'm a little under the weather.
My mom and some of my aunts used to joke when you were sick, you got sick because you made out with strangers in alleys.
Ooh, Mel?
What?
Have you been in an alley with a stranger?
I don't think so.
That you remember.
I don't remember.
Shoot four Zimas and you're gone.
That's right.
This tastes like 7-Up.
You know, one of the things about the holidays, in addition to family, is stress. And one of the best stressed out scenes ever in a film is this from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. He just got his bonus. If you want to know where we're picking it up, Chevy Chase walking through the family. Realizing what he got past the burnt out Christmas
it's bigger
tree.
Than you expected?
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Smaller?
This is one of my favorite Christmas movies, too.
Really?
Yeah.
We Netflixed it, so we'll have it for Christmas.
Oh, that was smart.
Yeah. And the cool thing, like, I have Comcast, and they sent out an email. It is the gift that keeps on giving the whole year. Comcast sent out an email saying they had all of these Christmas and holiday movies that were available on demand. So that's what I'll be doing a lot of on Christmas and that sort of time.
Yeah, I'm stressed.
You're
staying
here for Christmas, aren't you?
I am.
I have Christmas and a wedding on Tuesday after Christmas.
Ooh.
Why a Tuesday?
It's a long story, but it's just sort of the only day that was available.
Everything was booked
up. I'm not going to ask more questions. It just seems funny.
It's military people that are home for a very small window.
Oh, okay. And now I feel like I'm going to hell.
And they can't do it during Christmas because no one would come.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they get in on Wednesday and like leave the following Wednesday. Oh. So Tuesday is pretty much it.
I don't even want to say the things I was thinking about. Like the Golden Corral banquet room was closed.
Here we go.
Oh, burn
here's now. From his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want to brought... Right here.
Here it comes.
With a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
Now that's a monologue.
Oh my!
I wonder if that was scripted or right off the top of his head improv.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. But it's one of my favorite scenes. That and when the cat fries.
Oh.
And I love cats, but that's a funny scene. Just the sound design of the scene. You see the cat dragging the Christmas lights under the thing, and then you hear,
"Oh, jeez."
Why do the kids always change in that movie?
Because they age. There was like nine.
No, but they didn't even try to be similar.
No. But there was 9 years between Vacation and Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
So they would not. I mean, the kids would be adults. So Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo stayed the same age. He made air quotes saying.
Beverly D'Angelo grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Her dad was the news director for one of the stations. And at Christmas time, I think she used to do a Christmas commercial with her dad.
That's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
It's a Christmas tradition.
Can we do the whatever. It doesn't matter.
Sorry, I'm not plugged in for that. I'm not plugged in for negativity.
That's
for Christmas.
That's in my head all the time, by the way.
Well, you know what else is in your head, Mel? This is one of your favorite Christmas songs.
This one just
sent me. Blasphemer. It's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
I love a good oldie song.
It's a you son of a bitch.
Oh, it's Hanukkah. I really don't know the song.
Isn't it Santa Claus is Coming to Town, isn't it?
No, it's Merry Christmas,
Baby. Oh, Merry Christmas, Baby. I just came here tonight to say. Oh, yeah.
I just want to say. He just wants to say.
I didn't send you this one.
I don't know.
I think I sent you Santa Claus is Coming to Town, because isn't that the one where he's like, Clarence, have you been good this year? Are you going to get a new saxophone? That's
Could
my
be.
Favorite part. Merry Christmas, baby. You
sure did treat me nice. Anyway,
he kind of sounds black.
Because he's got soul.
He does. And there's a little frostbite from New Jersey creeping into his voice.
Oh, New Jersey.
It is. He's from New Jersey. Oh, this is kind of cool. So, as we move on here, and we're almost to gift
opening
time.
Oh, my God,
time,
it's about effing time.
I said almost.
I don't deal well with waiting, people, when
Clearly.
It comes to gifts.
Before we go on, let's start with, Larry, what are some of your favorite Christmas foods? What are some of like your favorite
Christmas
things?
Foods?
Yeah, like stuff that your mom might make around Christmas time or something like that.
That's a good question. Well, it's not really a Christmas food. Well, we always had them at Christmas dinner. We always had when I was little, I didn't know what it was. We always had like bloody beef. That's what in my mind I called it. It was like London broil or prime rib. I don't know. I think it's prime rib. I don't know. It's like prime rib, right?
Probably.
Prime rib, and all I know is mom would go to like this special place to get it, and then one time when I was in high school, I went to get it, and I was like, literally almost fell on the floor when I saw how expensive it was. I was like, what the hell? But she always
made... That's
what
we're having this year.
She always... Nice. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. She made trice-baked potatoes with them, and like they were so good. So I think of that, and then I always think of Christmas Eve, our like close family friends. We always get together. We switch back and forth between how... We've done it since I was... I can't remember not doing it. Like, it's Christmas to me. When they're at our house, we always have Italian, because when Irish people have people over, you always feed them, and you always have Italian food. It's weird. And then they always have ham. It's really good. And then our family likes appetizers, so their family makes fun of us, because we have, like, you would think we're having a party for, like, 155 people. It's like, I'm not exaggerating.
I love appetizers, though. I kind of get that.
Yeah, it's fun, because it's one of those things, like, unless you're having a party, you're not like, hey, let's eat this, or let's make sausage balls.
Paul's very good
like
about making a lot of appetizers, and I really appreciate it, because he makes really good, clever things.
Me too.
I like that.
And I think it's fun. So those are Christmas foods in my mind.
This is an awkward one for me.
Well, no, anything like around the holidays.
I mean, definitely this time of year is latkes in my house with applesauce and sour cream, because that's traditional. My mom used to make homemade applesauce, which was awesome.
So what do you eat with latkes? Because this is where I'm confused.
It's usually just with your regular dinner, so you'd have,
but isn't it
mixed
in meat and dairy, the sour cream?
Well, yes.
Do you not consider sour cream dairy?
You know, I'm not sure if there's a way to have a par version or a neutral version of sour cream, because I don't keep kosher anymore, so I don't know if my parents didn't give us sour. I don't remember.
I've always wondered that.
But you can also do your meal in separate sections, because I do think it was like with a regular meat, you know, like a fleishig dinner, but I don't remember now.
I'm sorry.
Like a meat dinner.
With a what dinner?
Fleishig. That means meat.
Fleishig.
Fleishig. Opposed to milchig.
I love when people speak languages that I don't know. It just sounds funny.
So anyway, I like latkes with applesauce and sour cream.
What about gold chocolate coins?
The gelt, yes. Because you give money on Hanukkah to the children.
Do you know my first front page of a newspaper was me playing the dreidel?
Really?
And that was around the Columbus Dispatch. My school, Holy Spirit, got together with kids from the Torah Academy, and we played with the dreidel.
I like playing with the dreidel. I taught a bunch of goyim at Christmas last year how to play dreidel. They loved it.
It's a fun game.
And, you know, I never had traditions, but now that I've been, you know, with Paul for a couple years, I always think of Christmas means potato and leek soup and Brussels sprouts with bacon, because that's two things he makes that I really like.
At Christmas?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He makes this soup that is like the best soup you've ever eaten, and it's always the first course is this awesome soup.
I never think of Christmas and soup.
Well, it's cold out. Mm. And then he does this Brussels sprout and bacon thing. It's totally not kosher and so delicious.
Mm. Ooh, baked rolls.
Oh, yeah, rolls. I like those crescent rolls. Aren't you the one that gets mad that they're not called croissants?
Oh, my God.
But they're not croissants?
No, what I hate is when people call all croissants, oh, yeah, have it on a crescent. No, a crescent is a brand that you buy in a refrigerator that you buy to make hot dog. You wrap it in hot dogs.
Those are the ones I like.
When you are at a bakery,
croissant.
It's a croissant.
That's right. That is correct.
I can even accept croissant. However,
croissant.
I'm not that much of a snotty gay dude. But when you just call it a crescent, like, yeah, I'll get the ham and cheese sandwich on the crescent. I love how whenever I make people sound dumb, I make them Southern, which is an internal bias I have.
That's horrible.
But I do it. I'm owning it.
Good. There you go.
And the only other thing I like to have at Christmas time is champagne, because for some reason it seems festive.
Ooh, white hot chocolate. I've only had it four times, but it was so good. Oh my God. I don't like hot drinks, traditional like hot drinks.
Oh, I
do. Like even tea, I let it get too warm. I mean, I've never drank coffee, but white hot chocolate to me was like, oh God. It was like bubbles in my head.
Now for me at Christmas time, it was always, my mom would always make stuff. She would bake a bunch of stuff. And she would also do, she would make Rocky Road fudge, like homemade Rocky Road fudge. Like get melt down the chocolate, put in the peanuts and the marshmallows, and make it, put it in a pan, and then it would sit out on our front porch, which was enclosed but not insulated. So it would set there, and we would have it later on. But she would also bake, like, the rolls you were talking about. But she would
bake them? Not, like, buy them and put them in the
bake oven? Them from scratch, my man.
I don't even know how to do. I don't know what you're
talking. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Bake them from scratch. And she would also make cinnamon rolls from scratch, too.
Why doesn't she come visit?
Did you go up in the 40s?
I did not.
I really like cinnamon rolls.
Do you really?
A lot.
They're good.
Oh, my gosh. I love them.
I like the kind in the can.
Oh, I'll eat, yeah. I don't even care.
Those. So my mom, we never, like, in the, I guess lots of places, but especially in the Midwest, everyone usually does, like, their holiday baking.
Yeah.
And, like, there's cookies everywhere. In our house, we always got a crazy amount of stuff. Like, it was insane from other people. My mom never was a baker. Like, we never baked growing up, and it always made me want to do it. And it wasn't until about a year ago I realized why. Like, most people, when they think about it, like, they learn baking from their mom. Well, my mom grew up in New York City, and do you know what? You don't have a lot of in New York kitchen space. And when you're in a house full of, like, well, when my mom was there, probably, like, 10 kids, 9 kids, there's not exactly lots of room to be like, hey, let's roll out the baking stuff.
And you can't put a pie on the windowsill to cool like Aunt B did. It won't work.
You can put on the fire escape.
My mom was a hell of a baker. My dad's a hell of a baker. I don't bake. I don't cook.
Really?
And both my parents did.
You know, she threw in the little at the end of cook.
Yeah, she did.
I don't cook.
I will punch you in your stupid face.
I'm not wrong. I'll go back to the recording.
We need to call the, like, Society for People Against People That Hate Jewish People.
Right?
I'm not
feeling persecuted.
Why? Because I called out the fact that you
mean.
Said you said cook.
I did not.
You did.
All right,
maybe
I did.
You did a little bit.
There you go.
I didn't mean to.
Independent
comment.
Is
it time for presents?
It is. It's time for presents.
Yay. How are we doing it?
All right. Well, we're going to go around. We each have two presents because we each got the other person one present per. So
I kind of got Larry a two-parter, so he has two for me.
Aww. All right. Why don't we start with Larry then?
No, we each get open one. Those are the rules.
No. But
yeah, you start because you have to
you
end
have one
Joel
more.
One extra.
You have one more than we do.
So you'll start the circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll also
opening Nate's.
Well, why don't you open one of Mel's first?
Is there an order I should open it in?
Open the small square one because it's, yeah. I can't see you. You're
right here?
Yeah.
I do have to say that Mel won the wrapping con. A holiday tradition that is new, sort of, is that my mom, my sister, and I have a contest over who creates the nicest wrapped present.
Isn't that paper pretty?
It is.
I love it.
Where'd you get it?
A Hallmark store.
I can tell it's quality. It's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom would wrap presents with like military precision, like the corners on a military bunk bed. It was
that's sort of your extra side gift.
Oh my God. That is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now the proud owner of penis gummies. Fruit-flavored penis gummies. Oh, my God.
I thought you'd like
and they're
those.
All circumcised.
Yeah.
This is amazing. It says best before end. That's what it says. Best before end, seaside of pack. I like that it says end on the front.
How could you mistake his reaction for anything but glee to that?
Where did you get these?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, you know, that's not for the show. We don't want to give away free advertising
that's
for the show.
Oh my God,
but it's a very
awesome.
Popular location.
Oh. Walmart?
Thank you so much.
No.
I would love it if they sold
penis. An adult location?
Yeah.
How cool would it be if they sold penis gummies at Walmart?
Right. They made me think of you. Gee, I don't know why.
Oh, my God, they're penises.
Well, of course they are. They've got little balls on the bottom.
Oh, my God, you guys, they're really penises in different colors.
Oh, they're bigger than I thought they'd be.
Yeah, they're quite big.
That's what she said.
Wow. Those are healthy-sized little
penises. The balls are quite sturdy. Oh, this one has one ball.
Oh, no.
Oh. Look.
It's Lance Armstrong.
No. It's Tom Green. Larry is delighted.
I'm so glad.
I think that's good. I can't top that. I cannot top
that's
that.
That's what he said.
I cannot.
Yeah, I think we should just declare you a winner already.
Yay.
Yeah, why didn't you save that one for last?
I feel like a dumbass now.
I wanted to come out of the gate strong.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, Mel, why don't you go next?
Which one?
I don't care.
Open mine.
Open Larry's then.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited.
And I love that Larry, to label who got what, put our initials on them. And the outline and like highlight and colored it in with red marker.
Oh no!
You have to open them up.
Uh oh, what is it?
They're corn nuts. I have more in my bag even.
Yes.
Oh
there's some
yeah.
That you had to look carefully though.
I got nacho. Oh, I hardly ever get nacho because they don't come in the big mix pack.
They're all nacho.
And an iTunes gift card.
You do have an iPod.
Duh.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Yay.
It's one of those things I hope she does.
Thank you.
Yay.
And I have barbecue corn nuts in my bag so we can mix them up later and have a
fucking
corn
crazy.
Nut party.
It's fucking Hanukkah, bitches.
Yeah.
That's right. Melly loves some corn nuts. Let me just tell you people.
Do you know how excited I was when I saw those? It's like, oh my God, corn nuts.
Have you eaten corn nuts yet?
I've never had a
corn
nut.
Okay, we'll crack these open later and you'll try a corn nut.
Right, we'll crack it between shows because we're right after we do this, we're doing our New Year's show. So excellent, everybody's happy so far.
Yay!
You should open Mel's.
I should open Mel's. Okay, I will open. No, that's yours. Sorry, I got them mixed up. It's
mine has red, white. Polka
wait a minute, hold on. I'm so confused now. I'm 2/3 of the way through one session lager and I'm completely confused.
The one for me is the green one, and the one from Larry is that one.
And this is the one I'm supposed to open now.
No,
the one from Mel's one.
Yeah, open Mel's.
Good Christ, I'm confused. This is what happens when you drink before a show. Nice job of rapping, by the way.
I think he ate coke out of his brother's butt. Right?
I don't have a brother.
Or maybe it was a homeless guy across the streets.
Oh, are you eating coke out of homeless people's butts?
No.
Nate, we've talked about this.
I know.
That's pretty fun.
It's terrible.
I can't believe that's like the best Christmas gift I've gotten in a while, I have to say.
Yeah, nice job.
I looked for gummy pussies for you, but I couldn't find any.
Yeah, it's not quite the same thing.
What would it look like? It would look like a taco. You could have gotten a gummy taco.
It would look like it would look like a gummy ashtray is what it would look like.
I like how the penis on the cover has a tongue, though.
This just made me think of you, Nate, so.
Aw.
What is it?
It's a book, because Mel knows how much I love literature. It's called F My Life. The letter F. It's funny, it's true, except when it happens to you.
You should just open it to a page and read something.
I will.
I've heard about this book.
It's the FML book, basically, because I'm looking at the back really quickly. Today my boss fired me via text message. I don't have a text messaging plan. I paid 25 cents to get fired. FML.
I love that.
Thought you'd appreciate that.
This is what we like to call a fantastic bathroom reader.
Exactly.
Ooh. You can while away the minutes or the hours, depending on how long you want to spend in there.
If you're in the hours, you need to eat some prunes.
Yeah, you never know how long it's going to take.
Oh, I'm introducing a new Christmas food.
Okay.
I'm getting dates. I'm going to pit them, fill them with goat cheese, and wrap them in prosciutto.
I have a friend that does something
like
that.
Yeah, it's not really revolutionary, but I'm very excited for them to introduce them to my family.
Fancy.
Read one.
Today I fell asleep. I felt something on my face. I batted it away. It was my hamster. It died from hitting the wall. FML.
That's
awesome.
Well, okay, here's another one at random. Today I kissed the girl I love for the first time. Her reaction, she threw up. FML.
Oh, burn.
Well, that's kind of... Today I'm sick. I got the flu shot for the first time ever this year, and for the first time in my life, I have the flu. FML. The M in that one is for you, Mel.
You're a good gift giver.
Yeah, thanks. That's fantastic. Thank you, Mel.
Is it my turn now again?
It is your turn.
Yes. I'm opening Nate's.
Okay.
Indeed, Larry. And just for the record, I put pictures on our Facebook page of how I wrapped it. I use the colorful inserts that come in my junk paper in the mail every day. Yeah.
You are very green.
I am. And so Larry's is wrapped in Arby's coupons. It's a two-part gift. There's the one that you can see, and then there's something else that's wrapped up.
What's wrapped up?
You have to unwrap it, and you can tell people.
I have headphones.
Right. I got headphones for Larry so that he could have his own.
That was sweet of you.
I know. I tried to get something practical and then something silly. I got this in New York.
It's a snow cone.
And what color is it?
It's a rainbow. That's the coolest magnet ever.
I saw that and I thought, that magnet is Larry.
Aww.
If anything is Larry, it's that magnet.
It's rainbow. And it has glitter on it.
It's like your Halloween party.
It is.
It's sort of like that crazy guy with the John 316 sign at the sporting events with the rainbow wig. If it had glitter. And it's a Swarovski.
Swarovski.
Yeah, that's it.
I can put both of these in my mouth.
You get a lot of rainbowy things.
That's so fun. Thanks, Nate, darling.
You are welcome, sir. Merry Christmas.
Okay, my turn.
It is. And Mel, also with my expert rapping, she got pizza and a furniture circular.
Big sales.
There are big sales. So there we go.
You said you got presents in Spain. That was a lie.
No, true story. I did. I have no idea where they are.
Someone at the TSA is enjoying our Christmas
gifts. No, I have them, I think.
So we get double presents?
Maybe.
We'll get them for Valentine's Day.
I literally think in January, I'm going to be like, what the hell?
How much circular did you use?
You got a little bit more. I don't know why, but you did. It was just the way I wrapped it.
did you shop before I brought mine over?
I did. You know what? It was the exact same day.
Aww.
It was the exact same day.
They have a backup pair.
You do have a backup pair. And those are cool for any time, though.
That's hilarious.
So, yes. Mel also with the same pair of headphones I got Larry.
Yes.
So they could be matchy-matchy if she hadn't brought some from Paul. And you also have a secondary gift, which is wrapped up.
Is it going to be a bagel magnet or something because you hate me because I'm a Jew?
It is not, Mel. And I wrapped this in hockey tape,
it's going to be Pontius Pilate.
It is Pontius Pilate. Killed our savior. He didn't kill him. He just condemned him.
Ooh,
I'm taking it. Oh, I can tell what it is.
Ooh, I think I have a guess.
Here we go.
I'm taking a really long time.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
It is so slow.
Seriously wrapped. You could throw
this
that thing
is
against
like,
the
well,
wall.
Well, I also got this in New York, and it didn't break.
NYPD shot glass.
Oh, that's
it's
fun.
Got a badge on the front. That is rad.
That's
I'm glad
sweet.
You like it.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Well, I'm like, what can Mel do with a shot glass? And I'm like, well, she could put it on her desk at work.
That's right.
And keep a lozenge or two in there.
Right.
Which is actually kind of handy
you
right now.
You said lozenge.
I said lozenge.
I'm going to take the price tag off of it and not look at it. Here, take the price tag off so I don't cheat.
Oh, sorry.
It's gauche. I don't want to look.
I know.
I don't
want to
be
go.
A tacky Jew. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And moving on.
Yes.
my gift from Larry.
It's breakable.
Oh, well, I'll be careful then. Should I not shake it hard then?
You can shake it like a Polaroid picture.
It's noisy.
It is.
I know. It's. That's what she said. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm really bummed because I bought other... Like, I have to figure out where some stuff is in my house.
It's Wonka related.
It might be.
Or it's in a Wonka box.
No. Well, it's
you really did
part.
The last minute panic, didn't you?
Well, sort of.
Now, this is awesome.
Practical last minute.
Also, a $10 iTunes gift card. Thank
you,
sir.
Do you know what the first thing I'm getting?
What?
The whole Huey Lewis and the News sports album.
Yes.
Because I have it on cassette.
Oh, yeah. Did you wear the oxide off of it on cassette, or do you just not have a player anymore?
I wore it out.
Yeah, I had that happen. If you got them from, like, Columbia Records and Tapes or one of those things, the reason that they were 99 cents for, like, 100 of the goddamn things is they were put onto cheap tape. And once you played it about 50 or 60 times and, like, fast-forwarded through stuff, basically the oxide would wear off and it would make this awful screeching sound.
I had multiple tapes when I drove out to California when I moved out here snap or just stop working or start squealing.
And if anybody's wondering, Larry, in addition to the iTunes gift card, it is Wonka's everlasting gobstopper snowballs, jawbreakers that change color and flavors.
They're pretty awesome.
So I'll have to check my mouth halfway through.
Nice.
I'll do
your
that
tongue
work.
Will change colors the whole time.
I'm gonna do that work. I'm gonna like throw one in. I'm gonna go, what color is it? And I'm gonna go back like 5 minutes later. All right, Larry's into his last gift.
Yes, I wanted this book.
I want to borrow that. So
why
bad.
Do men have nipples?
Okay, you read. You to read some excerpts as well.
I think we need to read the title. Why do men in fact have nipples?
Okay.
I have to find it. I can tell you why men have nipples. Somebody's funny.
Okay.
What causes morning breath? Ew, can you lose a tampon inside your body if the string comes off?
Why not?
You have to read answers. You can't just read questions, ding yeah. dong.
Hold on. Oh, I want to read nipples. I don't want to find it. Hold on.
Larry's looking
nipples,
for nipples.
Nipples.
Larry's looking for nipples.
Things that I've not seen before. What? Ooh, hemorrhoids. What will you get? Will you get hemorrhoids from sitting on the toilet too long? Let's find out. Because Nate was saying he wants to sit on the toilet for hours.
No, I'm just saying when you have a book, you have the option of doing it for hours or for a shorter period of time.
Okay. Ooh, this is long. Hemorrhoids or piles are abnormally swollen veins in the rectum and anus. Hemorrhoids don't give a shit. more than half the U.S. population has hemorrhoids.
All right, then.
The most frequent causes of hemorrhoids.
For a TMI kind of moment, my grandma announced to me the other day that she has hemorrhoids, and it was very uncomfortable. For her and for me, I guess. Everybody
Ooh,
was uncomfortable.
You get them from sitting on the toilet for extended periods of time, straining with bowel movements from constipation or hard stools, or casual prolonged sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, you don't want to
severe coughing.
Ooh.
Giving birth and heavy lifting.
Same thing, right?
Anything that puts pressure on your anus, I guess.
Sitting on the toilet too long is problematic because this is the only time that the anus truly relaxes, allowing the veins down there to completely fill with blood. To prevent this problem, you should move your bowels as soon as possible after the urge occurs. If you cannot go right away, pick up your book. We expect it to be toilet reading. But read as you walk. You can always return and finish the job. Ooh, speaking of gross things, I might have told this, but I don't remember. One time at work, I had a problem. My stomach was being weird. I went to the bathroom. I ran to see my friend Deanne, and Deanne's partner's a surgeon, so this makes her a medical expert by proxy. And I said, Deanne, I have a problem. There's purple floaty things in my poo. If you eat if you eat cinnamon raisin oatmeal and don't chew all the raisins, raisins rehydrate in your system and pop out like blueberries.
Or prunes.
No, they literally rehydrate.
But
a new thing in food is to rehydrate dried food because it concentrates the sweetness and then it makes them, like rehydrated grapes are a new thing in a lot of salads. So like when I looked in the poo, there were like these purple balloons, like little balloons.
Okay, my point, Larry, is that raisins don't come from blueberries.
No, but they don't look like grapes because they don't get as all that big. They look more like blueberries.
All right. Oh, I have a poo story while we're telling poo stories over Bruce Springsteen.
I love Christmas.
Yeah, I know. This one's not as bad. It was the last time I was, when we were in New York, actually, and we were out to dinner, and there was we'd had a fair amount of wine with dinner, and I don't drink a lot of wine. So, like, the next morning, I get up, and I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, It smells, but it doesn't smell that familiar smell, you know?
Oh, you told us about this.
And I swear to God, I don't think I said it on the podcast, but it my poo actually smelled like wine the next morning.
That's disgusting. And amazing.
I know, isn't it? Like
this book is, I'm sorry.
I mean, considering all the things your poo could smell like, that's a score.
The bouquet of my poo and the bouquet of the wine, exactly the same, some 12 hours later.
Larry, I still remember the first time I ate corn and it came out the other end. I was horrified.
It's scary. Kidney bean.
Horrified.
Hey, Larry, why do men have nipples? We haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay, we are mammals and blessed with body hair.
Yeah, we are.
Blah, blah, blah. Although females have the mammary glands, we all start out in a similar way in the embryo. During development, the embryo follows a female template until about 6 weeks, when the male sex chromosome kicks in for a male embryo.
Yeah, it does.
The embryo then begins to develop all of its male characteristics. Men are thus left with nipples and also some breast tissue. Men can even blah, 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 blah. it talks about genetics. Yeah. Bonds end up, it's because they're developed when you're in the womb.
There you go. And now
when you're in the womb and you're this little
everybody
tiny,
everybody starts out
nipples.
As a girl.
Everyone's a tranny.
Yeah.
All boys are tranny.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you see the new story? It's not new, it's just getting a lot of publicity. That if your kid identifies as trans now, there's medicine you can take that delays puberty from setting in. It doesn't do anything, but like, if you, let's say, because now there are kids who are, like, naturally born a dude, but they identify as a girl. And now, because people are aware that transgender is, a thing.
Wait, can you say it's a thing? Because like aren't they offended by that if you say
they're
a thing?
No, what I mean is, like, there's a legitimate thing. It's not like your kid's just weird. It's some people feel like they're in another gender.
Sure.
And so there's what you can do, because some parents are choosing to raise their children as they identify, especially if it's gone on for a while. So, but when you're like 9, you can start taking blockers that prevent your body from going into puberty. The point being, so that when you're 18, 19, it's easier for you to go through things and get your gender reassigned than it is if you go through puberty. Because like if you're a boy, you don't go through all the stuff that happens when you go through puberty. And if you are biologically a woman, it doesn't. What's good about it is that allows it to happen. But let's say, I hate saying this because I don't think being transgender is like a phase, but like, let's say for whatever reason they decide not to, you get that go and you stop taking it, you just go through puberty. So it's not, you just imagine being, although this is what I said.
I always, when I hear about that stuff though, find it impossible to believe that things your body would naturally do when prevented doesn't have any side effects.
Like birth control pills?
Exactly.
But like, imagine being an 18-year-old boy.
Because birth control pills have side effects.
And going through puberty.
Oh.
You'd have the ability to fuck everything and the stamina to fuck everything all the time.
Yeah, but when you're 18, you do anyway.
Yeah, so coupled with raging hormone changes.
I love this song. Just
me
side
too.
Note.
I know, it's a really, so sorry, not to change that note, but I can't wait to read this book.
Right, but
I know what I'm reading on the plane.
I also cannot imagine being 18 years old and in
having
college,
your voice crack.
You're getting hair on your
wiener.
Yeah, but you're just starting to. So let's say you're going out to a college party and you hook up with somebody and you come back to the room and you are completely hairless and not because you've waxed.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of a neat development. I felt really bad for these parents because they were trying to make informed decisions.
Well, in the moment, it's kind of trendy because we prefer our men and women kind of more hairless these days. So maybe it's like you've already waxed.
Yourself.
Except for you, you hairy bear loving guy.
Although,
have you not been to a bear event? Which, if you went to a bear bar right now, Nate Darling, you would not have to pay for any drinks. Just going to say it.
Hmm.
Nate let his beard
you
go.
You could. You should just go. Like, no one would do anything to you, but you could get drunk for a while.
No one would rape you.
Guys would take you out to dinner. They'd buy you drinks.
No one would slip me an anal popper. It would be fine.
What?
No, wow. I've let the beard grow. I have the full beard in. I was at the Sharks Canadians hockey game a few weeks ago, and there was a hipster and his friend next to me. And his friend next to him said, because he was growing a beard as well, used the term Decembeard.
Yeah.
And I actually like that.
Because
so
there's no Shavember.
Right.
Which grows into December.
Decembeard. Decembeard. So the beard is staying at least for now. So that's it. We've got our presents open.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody.
I know.
You might get Christmas part 2.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, you've got eight crazy nights, so I'll be waiting.
True. Oh, it's true. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
You know, I see just what flashed by on the screen was the Grinch song, and all I think from the Grinch is that song. Like, oh, that's it. I was like, all I can think is a Who's in Whoville song. You really are
a deal. This was one of my favorite Christmas specials when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Was this one, yeah.
I love when the little girl comes out with
Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
I did not care for the claymation. I hate claymation.
When you were a kid, did you hate claymation?
Yeah. Yeah, I never liked it. It always seemed creepy to me.
I always wanted to rescue his dog and take him home.
So like not Frosty the Snowman, but what's the one? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Always really creepy to me. I mean, I watch it because that's what you did when you were a kid, but it just seemed really weird.
I liked it. I liked them all.
You would. Me too. I love them.
It is a fun time of year, but they used to be easier to find. Now it's kind of harder to find them because they're put on at weird times. They're put on like right after Thanksgiving a lot of times.
Really? Oh, okay. I need to make an official complaint.
All right, do that.
So my friend Rachel Shearer, also a Jew, and I wished her a happy Hanukkah, but I spelled it like Chawanaka today. Hi, Rachel Shearer. So she is a very dear friend and knows my love of parades and recorded the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Because after a great deal, I don't know if I told you this, after a great deal of consternation, I decided I couldn't prioritize some of my favorite shows because it would hurt their feelings. So I unplugged my cable box when I left. So the only thing I wanted recording, because everything else I could watch on demand later or on Hulu. But the only, she recorded the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I love. I love parades. She recorded the CBS version, not knowing that NBC clearly is the official sponsor of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The CBS morning show, first of all, it was worse than, like, Channel 1 high school news. They showed one marching band and three floats. The rest of the time were people from their television shows talking, and I'm not exaggerating saying this. Wow, look at that float behind us. It can almost touch us. So my show's on Thursdays at 8:30. It was annoying. I love parades, and it made me angry. So CBS, I actually wrote a letter. I emailed them the next day. I said, listen, my dear friend Rachel Shearer recorded a TV program for me, and I was disappointed. They didn't show Santa Claus. The whole point of watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is to see Santa come because it's the official start of Christmas.
You are so passionate right
I
now.
Know.
Because everyone knows you watch Santa Claus come on Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and he goes upon the thing and he waves, just like a Miracle on 34th Street. Did you know why they don't show it? Because they're not the official parade sponsor. So why the hell are you trying to show a... Oh, my God, I love this song. You just made me happy.
Had to take him down a little bit.
This.
You should be a hostage negotiator.
For those of you that don't know, this is the Glee version of Baby, It's Cold Outside, sung by two boys. And they are adorable in the video, and it makes me feel gay and Christmassy. And, wow, you just took me on a roller coaster.
I know.
Oh, thank you.
That was amazing. He was so angry, and then it was like a weird tranquilizer overcame him.
So if we were going to act this out, do I get to be Kurt, or are you going to be Kurt? Because I think I'm more Kurt-like.
I'm more daring, Kurt.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have no idea what the hell either of you are talking about.
The two dudes. Which, okay, Darren Criss, hot. He grew up in San Francisco, studied musical theater, and is a proud heterosexual.
Yeah, buddy.
How the hell did that happen? He joked about it. He was like, if I was gay, he was like, I had no lack of gay role models growing up. He's like, I lived in San Francisco, and I did musical theater, and I studied musical theater in college. He was like, people refuse to believe the fact.
See,
he actually had a hard time dating women because
one more
like,
example of, you know, it's how you're born. It's not a choice.
Word.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't give in to peer pressure either. Because if that's
right.
He could have ass or cock all he wanted. But nope, he likes tacos.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is so pretty.
Except I hated the Glee Christmas episode. I was
Nate,
really
do something
disappointed.
To make me happy. It should make me angry. Oh.
Look out the window at
That's my story. I have a fun Christmas story.
Well, now would be the time to tell it, sir.
Okay, so when I worked, when I lived and worked in D.C., I got invited to a lot of fun stuff at the White House. It's kind of weird. But I worked at a foundation that was very closely linked with the White House. And one of the things I got tickets to was the White House tree lighting, which was awesome. And I took two of my friends. It was so much fun. But what was weird was Eartha Kitt was like the singer.
Wow.
And she, bitch was fierce, first of all. She was like 72. The bitch was hot. Like her body was, granted it was like freezing, but we were pretty close. She was hot. So she sings Christmas Kiss. What's that song that she sings? Eartha Kitt.
Santa Baby?
Santa Baby. She sings it halfway through the song, walks over to George Bush and his wife, Laura Bush. Sits in George Bush's lap. Laura Bush, I'm not joking, and you can see it on the big TVs. You YouTube it, I think you'll probably find it. Went like this. Girl was not happy that Eartha Kitt was crying because George Bush was liking it a lot. He was like, yeah. And she was all being flirty, and he was like, yeah. And oh, that's how he went like this, and she came over and sat on his lap.
Oh, he slapped
she was
his leg.
Pissed. She was like the wife of a drunk guy at their holiday Christmas party.
Said it was the president.
Exactly. It was hysterical, and everyone
so
around.
So he
there
beckoned
like,
Eartha Kitt to sit in his lap. That's
he
dirty.
Went like that, and Eartha Kitt sat down. It was very funny. It was so much fun. Wow. I felt very Christmassy.
Well, how could you not feel Christmassy?
Getting grinded by Eartha Kitt is very Christmassy.
And then, sure. Do you know why part of the reason I left D.C.? Because D.C. becomes a very weird environment. It's like L.A., I think, where it's just very bizarre. It's not real life. So we got an email one day. They're like, people need to go. Whenever they had, presents from other countries come, they have the official, welcoming party. And we always got invited to go. And this is when I realized I was a ridiculous person and I needed to leave D.C., I went to China, which was a big deal because it was the first time the president of China was in the White House since 72 or something. And then I went to Australia. And then the next one was the president of Latvia, Ukraine. I don't remember, someplace. And I literally was like this. Ugh, I don't want to go to the White House again. And I literally said it. And I was like, I just become those people that are obnoxious that I make fun of. Oh, boy. Because it's
what
annoying.
What a drag. You have to give your life.
No, it's so annoying. That's why I left. But, because you had to give your name, and then you had to show up, an hour and a half early, and they wanted you. Mm-hmm. I know. It's obnoxious.
I know. Talk about first world
lifestyles
problems.
Lifestyles of the rich and the famous.
Yeah, I was not rich nor
always
famous.
Complaining.
I might have run in a circle that was, but I clearly had nothing with that.
All right. Well, with that story, we're going to wrap up our Christmas episode.
Aww. She's dead, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
I can't wait to tell you how my gummy penises taste.
Oh, that'll be great. We'll save that for the New Year's show.
I'm not going to eat. I don't want to open them.
Okay, then we'll save it for next year. We'll do it for next year because we're taping the New Year's show.
I should bring these for work. Anyone want a gummy snack?
I can't do that because I took a lot of training that said you can't do that.
Yeah, me too.
So on these holidays, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I hope everybody has a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, or whatever it is you celebrate this time of year. I want to remind you that if you're having a party or a wedding or something, some sort of event that you'd like to have entertainment for, you can hit up our friends at Huge Entertainment.
H-U-G.
Huge.
Entertainment.com. Our link is on NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us.
And have a wonderful holiday.
I hope Santa brings everything you want.
Or Hanukkah Harry.
Yeah.
Or Kwanzaa Kwame. Is that racist? I think I made a racist joke.
Kwanzaa Kwame? Maybe so.
Be right. With the one you love. Eat some good food. Enjoy your holidays.
Yeah, have a great one, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho!
We'll see you next week.
Shalom.
Ho, ho. Stop.